This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
How would you describe your identity?
I'd say that I'm transsexual. That I'm binary identified trans, that I have transitioned. And that my gender presentation varies.
Do you think the way that we talk about sex orientation and gender has changed much over time?
Dramatically, hugely so. I mean, 20 years ago, I wouldn't be able to do this publicly and get the response I have. People have been awesome, people have been supportive for the most part. It's changed a huge amount, yeah.
When did you first become aware that your gender was different?
I first really became aware of it around age 18 or so, 18 or 19. Graduated from school, high school, a bunch of things in my life fell apart at once, moved out, and I was dealing with pretty severe depression at the time. A friend kicked my ass and told me that I had to look into it, I had to figure out why I was so down all the time. That led to me discovering I had severe gender dysphoria, I didn't identify as a guy at all, and that I wanted to transition.
How did you go about discovering that?
It was a long, hard process. I had a lot of denial. Mostly by just slowly admitting to myself that my thoughts and feelings were okay and that it was fine, and a lot of it by doing the research, looking things up on the internet, seeing that there were people out there who had similar stories to mine, similar feelings to mine, and that they'd become happier by transitioning and that they'd been able to accept it. And it really helped finding a wide variety of people talking about different, everyone's got a different story to it, and so it's just from talking to people, everyone has different ways to describe their transition, and I found some that fit with me and that my experience, and that really helped.
What were the kind of ones that you related to?
Well, people saying they're getting away from that whole 70s, 80s stereotypical narrative of I knew since I was a kid, and I've always been exceptionally girly in every way, and that doesn't fit me. It never has, and it never will. And finding people talking about discovering their gender later in life, people who had transitioned to be less feminine in their presentation, who weren't always girly or frilly, you know. Things like that.
Do you find it, has it been quite hard not fitting into that typical narrative that's portrayed of what it's like?
No, it hasn't. It would have been hard a while ago, I think, but these days it's a lot of people who deal with that kind of stuff have a much better idea that there is more than one way to be trans. I just didn't have that idea myself for a while. And I mean, because stereotypically you only do see one kind of trans person portrayed in the media for the most part when it comes to stories and fictional stuff. When they start interviewing people, of course, you get better diversity and better representation of what people's lives are actually like. But when someone who's not trans thinks about how a trans person is and they want to write about it, that's always what you end up going back to.
So had you been kind of repressing your feelings and thoughts about it for a while before you discovered it?
Yes, I think so, quite strongly. It's one of the things where I told my psych this. If you go looking for evidence of it in your childhood and things like that, you'll find it. You'll find it because you're looking. It doesn't matter if it was there or not. There's always something that you can interpret as, I had cross-gender feelings from a young age. And so I'm kind of a bit reluctant to do that. But I'm quite certain that I was feeling this way around the beginning of puberty. I don't remember a lot from then. I'm pretty sure I've repressed most of it pretty heavily because it was not a fun time. My body was changing in ways that felt alien, it felt horrible, and that I couldn't deal with.
What was high school like for you? Whereabouts did you grow up?
I grew up here in Christchurch. High school was okay, actually. It was a bit mixed. I've been bullied a lot through primary and intermediate, and high school was the first chance to get away from that. Hang out with people who I liked and who I wanted to spend time with, and to just kind of figure myself out, I guess. And of course I failed at that horribly, but I made the effort.
Did you witness kind of much homophobia or transphobia happening there, or experience?
No, but my school was very accepting. There were very few people at my school who were out about their sexuality or gender, and so there wasn't a lot of reaction from my peers about it. Everyone pretended that was a thing no one was doing. But the administration and the staff were all awesome about it and were all, like, you know, willing to be accepting of it. But it was a very... But I know that not all schools would have been like that.
Do you think it's harder being a queer or trans young person in the South Island?
I wouldn't know, to be honest. I mean, I only get to grow up in one place, right? There are some things that are probably a bit more difficult about it. Access to medical care isn't always as good as it should be. You need to go see a psychiatrist at the moment and get a diagnosis of, I think it's gender dysphoria now, DSM-5. Used to be you get diagnosis of gender identity disorder. You need to go see a psychiatrist for this, and not a psychologist. My psychiatrist was very insistent on the difference. Apparently it means doing an MD on top of your psych degree. And also about $100, $200 an hour extra. Yeah, well, I had to see one privately. There was only one who was seeing people publicly, and she had a reputation for kind of fucking around, I guess, just not really getting stuff done fast on time. I had a friend who was a very, I guess, stereotypical case, been cross-dressing publicly since age 13, through to age 18 or so. Took 4 sessions to diagnose her and only ended up giving her the diagnosis and the referral in the end because she barricaded herself in the psych's office and refused to leave until she got her diagnosis. Mm. By comparison, my psych did 1.5 hour session for a diagnosis. So, yeah, there's not a lot of options for people you can see, and there's not a lot of, I don't know, could definitely do things being better there, I suppose. And I've heard that it is better some places in the North Island. And that it varies depending on which way you're transitioning.
Oh, yeah?
What, yeah. I've heard it's better for trans guys in some places and better for trans girls in others, that's all.
Mm. There's no, like, standard of care, which is really frustrating.
Yeah, or there is a standard of care, but it's not like everywhere sticks to it. And it's not... You'd think that it would be everywhere. The DHB would be all like, okay, we need... at least one psych who's willing to take trans patients. We need at least one endocrinologist who can prescribe them. We need this to be publicly available. It's got to be, you know, within 4 or 5 months or so minimum for each one. Maximum, not minimum. Any more than that, and it just starts to get a bit ridiculous. Mm. And I don't know if we even have that at the moment in Christchurch.
So once you've kind of figured out and learnt about what being trans was when you were 18, what did you do then?
I was slowly working my way through the denial, admitting that I was probably transsexual and I wanted to transition and that it would be helpful and it would be good for me. Once I'd gone to the point of admitting that this is who I was and this was what I wanted to do and that I wanted to start hormone therapy, and I wanted to do it now. And each of those was an individual step taking a couple of weeks to sort out. I only talked to my GP about it, which, looking back on it, was not... It could have gone better than it did. He was willing to be helpful and completely and totally clueless. And it would have gone much better if I just thrown a copy of the WPATH standards of care at him and, like, highlighted the relevant bits and gone, no, I know more about you than this. I've done the research. I've looked it up. Give me a freaking referral to a psych already.
So it's a bit hard to get that.
He spent a couple of months fucking around doing the wrong thing. But eventually, yeah, he got me a referral. Mm.
When did you come out as trans?
I did, I have. I'm out to most people in my life. Mm. It was rough at first. I was basically forced out of the closet by the guy I was dating at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, well... We'd been trying to have sex and had been going horrifically and all kinds of dysphoria, and he knew something was up and that I wasn't okay and there was something I wasn't talking about, and he literally just, at one point when I broke down crying, he literally just was like, no, I'm getting to the bottom of this. Is it, insert problem here, is it that, is it this, is it the other thing? And when he asked me if I had gender issues, after about 15 minutes of going through various things, I just couldn't deny it, really. And that's how I came out to him. And then he was awesome about it. He was heavily involved in the BDSM community at the time, did cross-dressing as a fetish, was willing to lend me a skirt and get me shaved and, you know, things like that. And it helped a bit, telling someone that secret I had and having them go, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. And that relationship didn't last. But I still owe him a lot just because he got me out of the closet. And then it was easier to come out to the next person. And I was able to do it myself. And then easier the one after that. And it keeps getting easier the more you do it, I find.
Do you find that it's something that you have to keep constantly doing?
A bit less these days than what I used to. When I first started coming out to people, they had no idea. And so it was, I had to tell each person, and it was always a surprise for them. When I started actually transitioning and got hormone treatment, it became a lot more obvious to my friends, started dressing a bit differently, started asking to use different name and pronouns. At that point, I was basically outing myself to everyone I met. Now it's gone to the point where I sometimes have to out myself to people I've met because they don't realise that I have transitioned.
What kind of reactions did you get from friends and family?
Mostly supportive. I have awesome friends. I have awesome, wonderful friends who have really been really supportive about it, really helpful, even when they don't understand. Family's been a little bit trickier. But I think my parents accepted a long time ago that I'm not going to be who they want me to be, and that I'm going to do things my own way. And I think they'd rather be included in my life than not, so yeah. And they've been kind of supportive, but also very confused. Yeah.
Have you experienced much transphobia?
A bit, yeah. Not a huge amount, personally. But for a while, during that awkward androgynous phase, there's definitely a lot of people who'd... I mean, a lot of people would look. I mean, they'd do the whole classic double take thing of, oh, there's a person over there, look away. Hang on, wait a minute, is that a guy or a girl? Some of them got vocal about it, a bit rude about it, a bit in my face about it. Yeah, especially kids. Kids can be brutally, brutally mean. Not children. Children tend to be young children tend to be really kind of, okay, that's a thing you're doing, whatever. They don't have any ideas about it already. Once you get up to young teenagers, though, they're very much trying to fit in, they're trying to conform, and they're trying to figure themselves out, and they can be absolutely horrific to people that don't think fit in. Having a bunch of teen guys yelling at me that I'm a faggot as I walk past, not an experience I want to repeat.
No.
But to be fair, I'm lucky that that's about as bad as it's been. A couple of people on the internet have been horrific, but I'm sure some of them were trolling.
What did you do after high school? Have you done any study?
Yeah, I've tried for tertiary study twice now, and it hasn't gone well either time. The first time I was trying to do a comp sci degree at the same time as I figured myself out. Had severe depression at the time. Obsessing over gender issues kind of got in the way of my study. So I failed the first year of that and dropped out. Took a couple of years as a break just to get my transition sorted, and tried for audio engineering degree in 2012. And that didn't go great. Applied for compassionate scholarship on that. Won it, got to try again, and that didn't go great either. I don't really know what I'm doing now.
Was it like being in that kind of environment? Was there any transphobia there? Were people...
At the uni there wasn't, not that I noticed, not that I would have noticed at the time. At Mains there was... It's one of the first places where I wasn't out to people, I wasn't out to my classmates, and that felt good. It was good to have a part of my life where I wasn't out to people, where it wasn't an issue. I was out to the teachers and the staff there. I had to be. My documentation was a bit mixed up at the time, it still is. But they were mostly pretty awesome about it. There was one guy who was a bit old who did not get it. He just was completely and totally confused. Had a lot of awkward questions to ask about it, which is fine. I try and answer those in places and times where I'm out just to... Because, I mean, people are curious about it. It's not something they've experienced. I do try and answer that. It was a bit awkward. Tried to explain to him that I was trans and gay, and he got completely the wrong idea and assumed that... And I had to explain to him, no, that actually I'm gay because I prefer to date other women. And he just... That just broke him. He just took, 10 seconds to just stop and think about that.
So many people seem to think that sexual orientation and gender are the same thing.
The same thing, or that they're deeply correlated. And, yeah. And figuring out that they weren't correlated helped me to accept my own transition, because at the time I had a good idea about my own sexuality. Now I'm not so sure, but yeah. And so figuring out that actually, yes, you could transition and be a trans lesbian, and that was a thing people could do. That was really awesome, and it helped me accept myself in terms of my gender.
Cool. How did you clarify for yourself or find out that that was a okay thing to be?
Mostly by seeing people talking about it online again, sharing their experiences, discussing that this is what they do, this is what they did. Reading basic Trans 101 stuff. Step one, gender is not sex, it's not sexual orientation. Yeah.
Do you think social media and the internet is playing more of a part in the way that we find information and build community and connect with
people? Definitely, yeah, to a huge degree. What's hard to find even a real life community these days that's not organised on Facebook or something, that isn't organised online and planned online? But just going out there and seeing other people's experience, there's one thing the internet is fantastic for. It's talking to people and realising that you're not alone. Maybe only 1 in 5,000 people has got something similar going on to what you do. In real life, you'll never meet them on the internet. You know, you can go find that group of people who have exactly the same interests, feel exactly the same way about themselves or their lives. So, yeah.
Was it easy to find that kind of online community?
Relatively, yeah. I never really took part much in many communities. I mostly lurked, mostly just read stuff. But yeah, it's able to find a bunch of different options, different communities, and
is it something that's important to you to kind of have a sense of community and belonging?
To me personally, not much. No, not really. It was important for me at the time that I could find other people whose experiences I could relate to, and that helped me understand myself. Nowadays it's not so important, no. I mean, it is nice to have people where I can talk to and they get it with regard to trans issues. But I have friends who are also transgender. Yeah.
Have you been involved in any of the support groups in Christchurch?
Yeah, for a little bit. I was going along to Forge pretty regularly for a while. I'm a little bit old for that. They're associated with Utopia, and I'm definitely too old for Utopia. But I found them to be an awesome, fantastic group of people. The best thing was they didn't even talk about trans stuff most of the time. They're just sitting there, just chatting about whatever. Wonderful, fantastic group of people. And it was nice to just be able to bring up the way that being trans is affecting my life, and everyone goes, yeah, I've been there. You know, yeah, I get that. Talk about their experiences of things like changing your name, for example.
Cool.
I went along to Agender events once or twice. Going along to the drop-in room at the old community house was very helpful for me. Having someone to talk to when I didn't really have anyone in my life I wanted to admit it to. I was having trouble even admitting it to myself. Going along and talking to Christine, was it? Old lady used to run that. That was really helpful.
Cool. How did you find things like getting your gender changed legally or name changed?
Well, I haven't really changed my gender legally. I've looked into it. It's complicated. I'm reapplying for my passport at the moment, and they've updated the process recently, 2009 I think, so not that long ago, such that it's now really easy to get your gender changed in your passport. But that's only in your passport. But I think that'll be enough for me for now. That'll get me legal ID, photo ID. That has everything correct. I've legally changed my name, and that was about 2 years ago now, 2.5. And that was mostly a fairly easy process. Yeah.
What do you think about the way queer and trans people are represented in the media?
Wow, it's weird, to be honest. I mean, I don't know, I don't consume a lot of traditional media anymore. But they always, when they're reporting on trans people out in the world, when people are talking about things that have happened, things that are real, they always make an issue of it. They always mention it if they find out, and they always try and tie it into whatever is happening, and it always comes up. In fictional stuff, yeah, most people don't have completely clueless about it, and are only just like last 5-6 years starting to figure out that actually maybe that person's trans, and that good of a joke. But things are getting better. Things are improving over time. People take it more seriously. Some TV shows now are getting trans actors to play trans roles, which is, you'd think that'd be a no shit seriously kind of thing, but apparently it took a while for them to realise it.
What are some of those?
I don't really watch much of it myself. I'm mostly talking about things I read about people talking about it. I don't watch a lot of TV. Heard good things about the trans character in Orange is the New Black, a few other things. Yeah.
Have you ever seen any characters or storylines in any kind of media, maybe books, TV, movies that you can relate to?
Not really, no. I don't see people like myself represented at all. And when I do, it's very niche stuff, again, on the internet.
What do you think there needs to be more of in the media?
I think we need more queer people creating stuff, to be honest, and not just indie or self-published or internet-only stuff, but actually getting to the top levels of the traditional publishing companies and just writing their experiences, writing their friends' experiences, and giving these really true, honest stories. They get away from the stereotypes and closer to people's real lives.
How do you feel about the marriage equality bill that passed last year?
I think overall it was a good thing, but I think the civil unions one we got in 2004 was more of a big deal. I don't think we got much out of marriage equality bill other than the adoption rights thing and the use of the word marriage, to be honest. I know civil unions are a bit of a second class thing in some places, but what we have here still for civil unions is basically equivalent to marriage in every way. So I don't think it's that big a deal as people are making it out to be. It doesn't really affect my life that much.
Are you aware of Lewis Sewell's bill going through Parliament at the moment that puts gender into the Human Rights Act?
Heard of it vaguely, yeah. Also about time for that, I reckon. Why is it not?
Have you been involved or followed much any of the kind of activism or politics?
Not really, no. No.
That's cool. What do you think are some of the most important issues that are facing queer and trans people in New Zealand at the moment?
I still think access to healthcare is a big one. Things like making sure everyone can get to a site when they need to and that it is publicly funded. That everyone can get to an endo when they need to and it is publicly funded. That both of these happen on a reasonable kind of time frame. And support for surgery as well.
Where do you think we might be in 10 years' time?
Hopefully a lot better on all the stuff we've been talking about. Better access to medical care, more timely, more publicly funded, better representation in the media, more people having an idea what it is, less having to explain Trans 101 all the time, hopefully more inclusion in general education stuff. If someone had covered, being transsexual is a thing you can do and you might not know it. You might not be aware that it can be good for you. It could be good for you. If something like that had been included in a sex ed class at school, it would be helpful. And I think, I don't know if that's reasonable in 10 years, but I think it's doable, in the future. That we will be telling our kids that being trans is a thing you can do. And that a lot of them will have better lives because of it.
Have you had positive reactions or has anyone kind of challenged you for being a trans woman who doesn't fit into that feminine kind of stereotype?
No, not me personally. I've had friends who've had bad experiences with that. One of the reasons I don't go along to agender events at the moment is because the Facebook page has a lot of older trans women who are very much, there is exactly one way to be trans and they've found it, and you're not perfectly binary identified, surgery is not your instant highest priority, I'm sorry, you're not transsexual, I'm not respecting your gender, I'm not respecting your pronouns, I'm not respecting your name, I'll out you without your permission, horrific stuff. Problem of trying to have an inclusive group for everyone is there's some people you just don't want to include.
So do you see quite a lot of conflict or differing ideas between generations?
And I think it shows most when you look at non-binary identified people and genderqueer issues, I think, because that's a very recent thing, the understanding that there is a thing you can do, people actually identifying that way, the whole idea of a partial transition. I think it to a lot of older trans women, that just seems like blasphemy.
Do you think there's kind of a gap or a need for people around your age?
I'm not going to say it wouldn't help, no, but I think a bit more understanding around can do it, could help. I mean, a lot of the older trans women, you very much did have to jump through hoops and you did have to conform to that narrative, and you had to either fake being convincingly feminine or you had to lie to your psyche about it. I think nowadays it's possible to be more honest with your medical providers, and that's a good thing.
If you could give a message to a young trans person struggling to come out or repressing it, what would you say?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm not sure I have much advice for that.
What would have been helpful for you to hear?
I think a thing I'd say is that you do it if it's for you. If it feels right to you, then do it, because living authentically to yourself is entirely worth it, and a lot of people around you, they might react better than you expect.
What's your favourite thing about being a young trans woman in New Zealand?
Oh, I don't really know, to be honest. Mostly the things that have been good about it have been that I feel good about myself, and that I feel confident, that I'm not actually dealing with that much transphobia, and that overall it's been, like, gender dysphoria sucks, but transition has been awesome, really, really great. So I guess the results I've got from that, the way I look, the way I present myself, all that stuff is awesome. Boobs are fantastic.